Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following a suspension for comments made about Charlie Kirk's shooter. However, says ABC's Lana Moise,
Kimmel was not on the air nationwide. Two companies that own ABC stations are still preempting the show. Sinclair saying discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. And Nexstar wants assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve.
The suspension overseen by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. Hong Kong is just getting battered right now by Typhoon Ragasa, causing deaths in Taiwan and the Philippines and hundreds of thousands of evacuations in southern China as well. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the UN General Assembly today. On Tuesday, he met with President Trump, and afterwards, Trump appeared to change his mind on the conflict, now saying Ukraine can win back all of the territory it's lost to Russia so far. This is ABC News. A woman from Missouri has been sentenced in the fraud scheme involving Elvis Presley's Memphis estate. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the details.
Prosecutors say Lisa Finley made a brazen attempt to fraudulently put Elvis Presley's Graceland estate up for auction last year. Finley pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud in U.S. District Court in Memphis back in February. A federal judge Tuesday sentenced the 54-year-old to nearly 5 years in federal prison with 3 years supervised probation. As part of a plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss one count of aggravated identity theft that was previously filed against her. No members of the Presley family were present during the hearing. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Canadian privacy authorities say TikTok's efforts to keep children off the platform have been inadequate. Canada's Federal Privacy Commission is pushing the company to do more to better explain how it collects sensitive personal information, especially to kids. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
"Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens."
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball? The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. Currently 57 degrees.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life.
When a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. We've made it to the middle of the week, meaning it's Wednesday for the calendar challenge. It's September 24th of 2025. Temperature right now being 614, I rounded up a bit, it's 57 degrees. And that fog that we had a couple of days ago, not a problem today, thank goodness. Lots of things going on this morning. Another classic commercial coming up about 8:15 or so. Next hour, I'll be talking with someone from the Pain in Oshkosh. They've got an interesting exhibit going on there, and we'll take care of that. Plus, last and not least, some multi-state keyword for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And that will come very shortly after, within 5 minutes of the top of the hour, next hour, here on WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
The forecast has none of this in it. It's Cascades Rhythm of the Rain on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care?
let me be alone again. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Pitter patter, pitter patter. Oh, listen, listen to the falling rain. Pitter patter, pitter patter.
WGBW.
And when I go, stay with my love. It's understood. It's in the hands of my love. And my love does it good. Whoa, 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 I'll still find something there with my love. It's understood. It's everywhere with my love.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. At 6:25, you realize why these songs are still so popular? I got the answer. It just came to me during that song because they've got lyrics you can sing along. You don't even have to know what they mean. They got songs with lyrics that go, whoa, 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 and also, bop a bop a. This here's the Partridge Family. Connie is coming up next. Connie Feldman and news on the way.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from
from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. It's 6:30 and the temperature 57 degrees. Here's Connie Fellman with this update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's Keller Elementary School will once again have children's voices ringing in the halls, not as a school, but a theater for young actors. The last school in Green Bay School District's consolidation closures, Keller Elementary, was sold September 22nd to Evergreen Theater, a local nonprofit theater company. The new owners say Evergreen's young actors program was getting too big for its current location. In addition to expanding their own program in the new space, they're also planning to lease out part of the building to other nonprofit organizations, particularly arts organizations. Evergreen's chair of branding and development tells the Green Bay Press Gazette the idea is for the space to be a whole community organization. The company hopes to perform their first show in the new space, The Sound of Music, in February. The Brown County Jobs Center is also in a new space. They held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for the relocated center inside the Brown County Central Library on Pine Street in downtown Green Bay. Officials say the collaboration brings workforce resources directly into the heart of the community, increasing access to job search assistance, career training, and employment services for residents of all ages. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Well, the weather might have thrown a few surprises at Wisconsin farmers, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's been great for grazing. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We've got the markets and that story with one of our University Extension grazing specialists on the way.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Jason Cavadini, University Extension Grazing Outreach Specialist, says with the cooler weather that we had this growing season, perennial grasses have thrived. And he said that's great news for anybody that's grazing.
It's just been an exceptional year for cool season perennial grasses. There's multiple reasons for that. We've had plenty of rainfall, and it's kind of been timed. So, like, typically we think of cool season grasses, especially as we hear this term summer slump. This year that was timed up with plenty of rainfall. And so the summer slump was pretty minor, if at all.
That's Jason Cavadini. He's one of our University Extension grazing outreach specialists. And he said, while those perennial grasses were able to thrive this summer, he said, believe it or not, September and October can be some of the best part of the growing season for those cool season grasses. In overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning, right now December corn's unchanged at 426. November soybeans currently down to at 1010. Right now, the July wheat for next year up a penny at 562. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 161. 40-pound block cheese, that was up to at 163. Double A butter on Tuesday down to at $1.68 a pound. This morning, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 17 cents at 1727. November currently up 9 at 1669 a hundredweight. There's your market update on a Wednesday morning. I'm PM Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. Currently 57 degrees.
WGBW.
Local news and time, the sits, 97.9 WGBW. Another multi-state keyword for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Coming up.
To rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
What that be?
Why go to learn the words of food?
What will you do there?
We'll get high.
There.
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Supposed to fly my imagination. action.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. If you have the chance, next time we play that song on WGBW, and we'll play it because very big song, 1965 for the Stones. Next time we play it, if you can, put on some earbuds or headphones or just position yourself strategically through your speakers, in between your speakers, and listen, because that's a true stereo version of that song, and that's relatively rare. And that's the version we play here. And what's interesting is you can hear a piano in there that you never heard before, which is pretty cool. And it's the original recording. It was just buried so far back into the mono recording. Am I getting a little too technical for you? You get what I mean, though. It kind of gives the whole song a different feel to it. Sometimes it's like hearing it for the first time. I'm Dan Marcus. Another multi-state keyword, good for the green and gold text to win contest, coming up a little after 7 o'clock here on WGBW. Something coming up October 3rd. You should know about this. This is going to be a good show. Two guys that pay a tribute to the Everly Brothers, and boy, do they sound like the Everly Brothers. It's remarkable. It's like having, if you close your eyes and you'd swear it's Don and Phil in front of you on the stage. They're that good, and I'm not just saying, I'm not blowing smoke up your, whatever you're wearing today. The Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, is the name of the show, coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center Friday, October 3rd. WGBW will be there, and you can get tickets now at ashwaubenonpac.org or listen to win them. Your chance coming next week for sure, because the show is next week, Friday, but I digress. It's a chance to win tickets to the show coming from 97.9 WGBW.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Since the number one, no is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Thank you.
since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
News and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW, said Dan proudly.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. We'll be right back.
Bone Band out of California, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. I remember seeing them play that on the Midnight Special. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. 657 at 97.9 WGBW. Another multi-state keyword coming up. Chance for you to win in minutes.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump shifting his stance on the war in Ukraine, now saying the country can win back the land it's lost to Russia. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. It's a-